Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third, the third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Denver Grigsby. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Butch Weiss. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tony Kaufman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tony Kaufman. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting second, the second baseman, Doc Gautreau. Batting third, the right fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Gus Felix. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ernie Paget. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Gibson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jesse Barnes. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jesse Barnes. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground for a single. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kaufman, and towards Moranville, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welsh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a line drive towards third. Paget reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Gautreau. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a pop-up towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Grigsby. Felix reaches second base with a double. Ernie Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Kaufman moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Moranville reaches second base with a double. Kaufman scores. Adams moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Fragaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Grigsby hits a line drive towards center. Felix catches it and throws to third to double up Moranville. Adams tags and scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. One out. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. Bancroft takes first base on ball 4. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Gautreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Griffith moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Griffith scores. Weiss goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Barnes fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barnes. Grimm scores. Hartnett goes all the way around to score. Kaufman moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ike Kamp now pitching. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and has Kaufman trapped. There's the throw to Paget and over to Gautreau, who tags Kaufman for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adams moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moranville hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Moranville reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. It's 8-1, Cubs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Fragaw hits a fly ball into right field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks pinch hits for Denver Grigsby. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moranville scores. It's 9-1, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris can't make a play. That's a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Felix, who is chasing the ball. Weiss reaches third base with a triple. Brooks scores. Griffith goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiss scores. It's 12-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mandy Brooks now playing center field. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Felix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felix is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Felix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Vargas now pitching. Ernie Paget now playing shortstop. William Marriott now playing third base. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Padgett hits a line drive towards short. Moranville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Seamer pinch hits for Frank Gibson. Oscar Seamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seamer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vargas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seamer moves to second. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Oscar Seamer now catching. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Padgett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Griffith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Griffith moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Brooks scores. Griffith moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Two outs. It's 13-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Gautreau hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-2 in the game. Burris hits a fly ball into left field. Weiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Harris now playing center field. Shanti Hagen now playing left field. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Paget scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott juggles the ball. That's an error on Marriott. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0-for-4 in the game. Fragaw hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Paget hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Art John pinch hits for Butch Weiss. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Seamer and he is safe. Brooks steals third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Art John now playing left field. Oscar Seamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seamer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seamer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vargas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vargas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seamer moves to second. William Marriott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marriott is 0-for-1 in the game. Marriott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seamer moves to third. Vargas moves to second. One out. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Gautreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seamer scores. Vargas moves to third. It's 13-2, Cubs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground for a single. Vargas scores. Gautreaux moves to second. It's 13-3, Cubs. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-3 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gautreaux moves to third. Welsh moves to second. Two outs. Shanty Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hogan. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kaufman hits a fly ball into left field. Hogan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground for a single. Hartnett moves to third. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Adams moves to third. It's 14-3, Cubs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0-for-5 in the game. Fraga hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 15-3, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marriott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Ernie Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Padgett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seymour is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Seymour hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 15, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.